It might seem like cross-generational social relationships are mostly found within families. That is not the case for two friends who meet once a week at a library in Indiana. Ella Abbott of member station WBOI has their story. Hi.
Mary Hanley and Hazel Minard often sit at a small table inside their local library. That's where they play games, read, and spend time together.
Everyone make sure they have 7 cards, please.
On this particular evening, they're playing Uno.
Well, let's see. What do I do here?
Mary is 95 years old, and Hazel is 7. It'd be easy to mistake them for relatives making a normal family trip to the library. But Hazel and Mary aren't related by blood. They're just best friends.
I think it just that spark of friendship.
There's just something sparked.
Just the magic. I don't know what.
Mary was in a study group at the library with Hazel's grandmother, which is how she first met Hazel, who was several years younger at the time.
And then, Grandma wanted to meet me, to see me, and found out I was here, so they came in. And then the next thing I knew, she and I were friends.
And that was like when I was 2 or 3.
No, you were 4.
Not long after, Hazel started asking after Mary when she would come into the library.
The girls here would tell me that my friend Hazel was looking for me. And I thought, Hazel? I couldn't think who Hazel was, you know. I was thinking more of somebody my age, you know. And then finally they explained to me, and I said, oh, yeah. And so she would look for me.
Hazel's mom, Christina, usually joins the pair when they play games at the library.
This is where Mary comes in for the win.
Oh, no.
And she says there was just something about Mary that sparked Hazel's interest.
It was right after the COVID world, and it was really, I mean, it was the first connection where she was like, I wonder what my friend's doing. We have plans. I want to go check in with Mary. And it was very sweet.
But neither Hazel nor Mary know exactly what led to the connection.
We have no idea.
No.
Nobody has any idea what it was but there was just something that clicked.
Mary and Hazel would often visit the library independently. And it occurred to Mary it would be easier to simply know when Hazel would be there.
If I know she's going to be there, I can be there. I live by myself. I can come and go as I please.
So now they meet once a week. Christina says when Mary was sick recently and couldn't make their playdates, Hazel visited her at home to cheer her up.
They are very much actual friends. Like, they have a close enough connection that they will be witty and sarcastic and loving and all the things that come with it.
Even as they play Uno, Hazel and Mary joke and snipe at each other like old friends.
You're going to be nice and hand them to her.
Well, that's thoughtful.
Mary says all of her children and grandchildren live away from home in places like Texas and Wyoming. So having the set plans with Hazel keeps her active.
And at my age, there's not a lot I do anymore. Not like I used to. And so I have something to look forward to. I still have a little friend.
And every year on Hazel's birthday, they go to a local ice cream shop together.
There are fun things to do in this town, really.
Like, yeah, see your best that. Friend.
What'd you say, Hazel?
Like, see your best friend at
see
the library.
See your best friend at the library.
Yes. Once a week on Tuesdays. For NPR News, I'm Ella Abbott in Fort Wayne.